Well, as New Year's weekend brings each year to a close, it also traditionally marks the start of Maine's snowmobiling season.
It's been interesting so far. We had a lot of snow when we really didn't want it, and now the snow's kind of gone away when we do need it.
Conditions haven't been exactly ideal, says Bob Myers, executive director of the Maine Snowmobiling Association. A big dump of snow on top of muddy ground back in November created mushy trail conditions and interfered with grooming efforts. Since then, the mercury has been up and down, but he says there's been enough deep cold in northern and western Maine to really start to firm things up.
Nice that things are freezing up, particularly on the lakes and ponds, which will help with things quite a bit.
But the Maine Snowmobiling Association and the Maine Warden Service are also reminding people to test any ice they plan to ride across and to leave detailed trip plans with someone at home. Other rules include sticking to marked trails, avoiding alcohol, riding only on the rights, and traveling at a responsible speed. Even though there's no official speed limit for snowmobiles in Maine, wardens can cite anyone they deem to be operating unsafely. Corporal John McDonald with the Maine Warden Service tells us that each season brings about five or six snowmobile fatalities, with most of those avoidable and linked to excessive speed and alcohol. Well,